Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So with just 9 days to go now until polling day in the general election, our reporter Maura Fay has been on the streets of RD in County Louth today, asking people what issues really matter to them.
Major issues would be the health system and housing, obviously. Have young adults living at home and absolutely nowhere for them to go, nowhere for them to get on the property ladder, not entitled to anything, so we're stuck in the middle. On the back of that, they're all leaving the country. We're educating them to leave the country. I've already a daughter in Australia, with another one going next year, and two more at college, and it's like, what are they going to do? So it's frustrating, you know, when you're doing everything right, you're working to pay taxes and you're not seeing the rewards of it. And it's just with so much money sitting out there, you know, and it's not being spent wisely. That's just what infuriates us.
It's housing and cost of living still are the two main.
What particular issues of costing living are affecting you?
It would be home heating, and the weekly shop is just taking a much larger percentage of my weekly income.
Well, for me, I'm a childcare worker. I'd love to see pay increase in that. It's a very important job. So that, housing, the homelessness, maybe the main things that I'd be looking for improvements in.
Housing, the cost of everyday goods, and immigration. Immigration could be such a good thing if it was done correctly, and I feel it's just not being done correctly. No problem with families coming here to have a good life and improve on the situation they're in at the moment. I've no problem with that whatsoever. I do, however, have a problem with a huge difference in culture that might be an issue going forward for everybody.
Housing crisis, definitely, for County Louth and for the whole Ireland, you know.
And do you have difficulty in accessing housing?
Personally, myself, no, because we bought the house 7 years ago, so, you know, we have the mortgage, but I have loads of friends and colleagues that, you know, having difficulties renting and finding the property to rent.
Housing, paying taxes, not seeing rewards, cost of living and the weekly shop. The views of some of the voters there in RD speaking to Maura Fay just this morning. I'm joined now in the studio by our reporter Una Kelly. Una, good to see you this morning. Now, there doesn't seem to be one dominant issue in the election campaign so far, just keeping an eye on all of the coverage. We did think it was housing and a lot of people did mention it there to Maura.
Yeah, they did, of course, Claire. It was expected to be the big issue. I think it's just that it hasn't really become the one defining issue yet of this election campaign. We haven't really seen what it is particularly that's galvanising voters. There is still time for something to emerge there, but I think that housing and things like childcare as well just ties in with the cost of living. People saying they feel that they're struggling and not doing as well as they would hope. And we have seen, of course, that housing has been a big issue in elections like in the US recently. We're seeing the political parties as well making their pitch to voters on how they'll help people immediately feel better off. Things like cutting childcare costs are all in there. But with so many different policy launches and that cascade of election promises that we've been seeing, you would wonder if there's anything in particular from any party that sort of caught the attention of the public and will influence how they vote.
Well, we are entering the critical phase, aren't we, of the campaign in the last 9 days. We have the final cabinet meeting today of the outgoing government. That's happening now as we sit here. Will that be business as usual, do you think, or will all of the sniping that we've heard about be playing on people's minds in that room?
Yeah, you'd wonder, Claire. So the meeting was due to get underway at 9:30 there this morning. So it's the ministers from the outgoing coalition government. That's Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens. You'd imagine it'd be kept fairly brief as they'd want to get back out on the campaign trail and speak to voters. There's also no big policy decisions at this stage, really. Now, Simon Harris, we know, is expected to brief his colleagues on a phone call he had with US President-elect Donald Trump there recently. Micheál Martin is also speaking to the cabinet about five members of the Defence Forces serving on a UN mission in Bosnia. But as you were saying, Claire, you would wonder what the atmosphere is like now at those meetings, especially given the whispers that the two bigger parties would now prefer Labour rather than the Greens as a coalition partner if they're back in government. And I think the gap between the two bigger coalition parties and the Greens on climate has seemed a bit wider in recent days. The Green Party has been arguing that its presence at the cabinet table made any government reforms in climate happen. And they seem to be saying that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil just aren't taking climate seriously enough at the moment. That's, of course, rejected by those parties. There have been some minor disputes as well on this campaign trail over how the coalition worked together. Green Party politicians have been publicly saying that tensions were high in cabinet at times over certain issues they were pushing hard on, like setting up that climate and nature fund. Micheál Martin said he didn't recognise this, and he also seemed to take a swipe at his Green partners on the TV debate on Monday night when he said that they had a tendency to hector people and that sometimes it was their way or no way.
Yeah, that certainly was a notable moment on Monday. So away from that cabinet table now, back to the election promises, because we had two more manifestos published yesterday. We had Sinn Féin and we had the Social Democrats, with Fine Gael taking the opportunity to turn their attacks away from Fianna Fáil, and they really honed in on Sinn Féin.
They did, Claire. They'd been criticising Sinn Féin, first of all, for not publishing the manifesto earlier, and then when it was published, Simon Harris said there were some very concerning elements in it. Simon Harris said the party's proposals would eat in very significantly to the money that the government had put aside to protect people from austerity in the future. Sinn Féin, of course, would reject that. They've said that everyone earning up to €100,000 a year will be better off under themselves in government. Sinn Féin's manifesto also promises to spend an extra €56 billion over 5 years. Fine Gael is accusing them now of narrowing the tax base.
And Fine Gael, in the form of the Taoiseach, also responding to a proposal in Sinn Féin's manifesto. This is to commission this review of RT's objectivity in its coverage of international conflicts, in particular the war in Gaza.
Yeah, so the line in the Sinn Féin manifesto was that they would commission an independent human rights and journalist expert review into the objectivity of coverage by RT of the Israeli genocide in Gaza and other international conflicts. Now, politicians were being asked about this on the way into cabinet there this morning. Simon Harris, on his way in, called for this to be withdrawn, and he called the move a dog whistle to conspiracists. Micheál Martin also said that it was a dangerous new departure. Now, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald was questioned about it by reporters at that launch yesterday. She said that peer review processes are common in professional walks of life and made clear that the independent review would be carried out by media and human rights experts, and she says wouldn't involve political interference. We're seeing there today in the Irish Daily Mail that the National Union of Journalists is quoted as describing it as inappropriate and would raise the question of state interference in the media. RT, meanwhile, has pointed towards the existence of Commission na Mban as an independent statutory body with power to hold broadcasters accountable.
Okay, now the controversy around John McGahan, which we heard a lot about over the weekend and at the start of the week, has that been put to bed? Is it likely to continue to cause headaches sooner for Fine Gael during the campaign? What's the latest?
Yeah, it might do, Claire. So John McGahan, of course, found by a civil court to have been 65% liable for an assault in 2018. He was, of course, though, cleared by a criminal court. And in recent days, we have seen the party right from the top, Simon Harris saying that they're fully behind their man. There would have been an opportunity potentially to take John McGahan's name off the ballot. That passed on Monday, so he will be on the ballot come polling day. It's something that may continue to be raised by Fine Gael's rivals and by media until John McGahan speaks and addresses it, or they may just try to ride it out and see what the electorate and Louth have to say on polling day.
Right, so take us through what the parties are up to today on the campaign trail.
A lot of them based around Dublin today. Claire, Micheál Martin is attending the party launch of of their disability policy. Simon Harris will be canvassing in Kildare and Laois. Sinn Féin also focusing on disability and how they're going to support people with disabilities at their event in Dublin. The Greens party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, will be talking about their children's charter at an event in Blanchardstown. Social Democrats focus on what they call a positive neutrality policy. People Before Profit leader Richard Boyd Barrett will be speaking about the manifesto commitments they've made on Palestine, things like sanctions and the Occupied Territories Bill. And then the former Labour leader Alan Kelly is launching the party's crime and Garda recruitment policy at Kevin Street Garda Station.
Una, thank you very much. That's Una Kelly there. Reminder that you can find lists of declared candidates in constituency profiles on the RTE News website. You'll find them at rte.ie/constituencies. And if you're after even more election coverage, Barry Lenehan is updating all of the Know Your Constituency episodes with the latest on the ground wars in your areas and how the 43 races around the country are shaping up now that nominations have closed. So you can listen and subscribe to Know Your Constituency wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.